Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP is looking for our song, the song of the season, to get the Super Bowl in California.
That was also Tyler's suggestion, who,
yeah.
I mean,
Tyler was electric.
Was on
today.
Fire.
Electric phone call from Tyler there. All right, Sports Talk on WIP presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on us these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. And don't forget Hugh's favorite show, Tulsa King. Sylvester Stallone is back
hey.
In the original series. Tulsa King streaming September 21st exclusively on Paramount Plus. Check it out there. All right, let's get back to the phones. We'll do a guess the takes coming up in a little bit here. And of course, our same game parlay for the Eagles and the Rams.
But first, Hugh.
Yes, this is brought to you by CJ's Tire and Auto. At CJ's Tire and Auto, you can save big on service and on thousands of tires. From all the top-tier brands you trust, CJ's isn't just about tires. They've got your whole ride covered. Visit CJ's Tire and Auto today.
Yeah, they don't call us pros for no reason. Last 10 minutes of radio. Professional. All right, let's. I want to talk to Larry, who's up next on WIP. Larry, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Larry, what's up?
Long time listener, first time caller.
What's up, appreciate Larry? You, Larry.
So, I have a little bit of a theory of why the Eagles come out so slow.
Let us hear it.
And maybe you all might laugh at me about this.
Yeah,
but
we gonna laugh, Larry. We definitely gonna laugh. We just want you to tell everybody
like,
else.
I just feel like Sirianni wants a slow play and just come out, do whatever we need to do to win the game, and then come the end of the season, we just open it up and rip them apart when it needs to be done. Because it just seems like they're just so coy and they're just like, yeah, well, yeah, we're doing what we need to do to win, and then come the end of the season, it's like they're a different team. It's like night and day from what they were at the beginning of the season last year and the end of the season.
Is that it, Larry, before I jump in? Because I have some questions.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, go ahead. You have some questions.
So you work. I'm assuming you workshopped this in your head before you came on the station, right? We appreciate you calling. I mean, I'm not picking on you. Yeah. I just want to see how we got to where we got to.
Just listening to the way they say certain things, like the new coordinator, as we all like to call him PK now, but he just says a few things. I can't recall exactly the wording, but he said a few things like
KP. How, we call him KP. Remember Jalen did that? Yeah. Go ahead. KP.
Yeah. Somebody said it on one of the shows, but so he just said a few things like, yeah, well, you know, we're going to work on this and that. I don't remember his exact wording, but it just rung a bell in my head like, man, sounds like they're just trying not to give away all their good plays and do something that just makes them win and rip it apart.
I understand that to a certain extent, but I have a question. So we're doing that to the detriment of our top-tier receivers that we pay like $50 million to. So why are we doing that? Why are we playing possum at their expense and we're paying them so much money?
So I would imagine that it wouldn't just be something they're keeping to themselves, that maybe the whole team knows this and that they're all playing the game.
Oh, so AJ's okay.
It's a coordinated effort. Yeah,
AJ's okay with only having 6 catches for like 35 yards.
Larry,
so
Larry, do you think that the ruse is so far that AJ, when he gets in front of the media and he looks like he wants to rip someone's head off, he's in on it?
I mean, it's a stretch, but it just seems, you know.
I like it. We're workshopping this.
I don't know if you've ever seen the movie The Prestige. You have to carry the act all the way. You can't let your guard down. So that's I mean, I think AJ's doing a great job with the prestige part of this thing. Larry, what's your song for us? What's our song that's going to take us to California?
So I was thinking Californication.
Californication.
That's Red Hot Chili Peppers, right?
Yeah, I like that song.
That's a good one.
There's probably quite a few Red Hot Chili Peppers songs that would work for the kind of the, what we're looking for here. Larry, we appreciate the phone call. There's one little thing about Larry's theory that just trips me up a little bit. What if CeeDee Lamb doesn't drop the ball? What if Travis Kelce doesn't drop the ball?
No, all of that.
Then the playing possum leads you to potentially 1-1 or 0-2. Just like that. That feels
nobody asked you to dig into this.
Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize, Larry. I won't do that again. This is not our first they're playing possum thing. No, this we've heard this a few times.
We have.
I'm not going to make it.
This is why I've waved the white flag, guys.
Larry. It was a good take, man. Before Kyle, rips it up.
Well,
and we appreciate you calling and listening. But here's the thing, and this is the way that I think about it. This is how I was when I played in the league all those many moons ago. We were always told that it's hard to win games in the NFL. So the playing possum thing, I know that the Eagles for the most part have better rosters than most of the teams in the NFL. But it's still tough to win games. I don't know if Nick Sirianni, Coach Sirianni, is going around playing possum, waiting to hold his best stuff for the end of the year. No, I don't think that's the case.
Yeah, I've lost the fight. I've lost the fight.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying. I'm waving the white flag, man.
Let's workshop this a little bit. What's going on?
No, man.
May I throw out an alternative theory?
What?
They're trying their best every week. And they're not that great that often on offense.
What's that guy hear commercial when the little boy said, "I'm trying my best."
Yeah,
I'm trying my
you ever
best.
Hear the? You ever hear something called Occam's Razor?
Mm-hmm. Occam's,
yeah. Occam's Razor. It means the most simple explanation is probably the right explanation. Yeah. The Eagles have played since the beginning of last season. What is it? 2 this year, and they played 21 football games last year. I think that makes sense, right? 17-4.
Yeah.
So they played 23 football games since the start of last season. How many times in those 23 games have they looked great offensively? 7, 8? I don't know. I'm just throwing out a number. Is that probably fair? 7 or 8 out of the 21, they've kind of popped offensively. Super Bowl, title game. You pick out a few games last year, the Steeler game and the Bengals game. Whatever the number you choose is. More than half of them, it's been more of a slog than it has been excellent offense. I think that's probably just who they are. They have capability to be more, but most weeks they can't put it all together. Or we can go with Larry's idea. Yeah, I mean, you guys choose.
This is our fault for winning the Super Bowl.
This is what we get?
Yeah.
And you went along with the foolishness.
It might have been a mistake.
Live your truth, man. I believe. I'm a firm
Live
believer.
Live your truth. Okay.
I'm a firm believer. Mm-hmm. And there's no such thing as a bad take. And we just have to workshop some of this stuff.
Not true.
I mean, it's not. Sometimes you just have to workshop.
Yep.
And that's what I tend to do on a daily basis.
This is my take. Winning the Super Bowl was a mistake.
Oh, never. That's never a mistake. It's never a mistake. What are you talking about?
In 10 of the 23 games, they scored 20 fewer points. They're trying, guys. This is not like a ruse. This isn't a big old... I do like the idea that AJ's in on the bit, though. We're gonna hold our best stuff back. AJ's going to look annoyed. Mm-hmm. But we're just playing games with everyone.
Yeah.
White flag.
You tell people to live their truth.
Live their truth, man.
And then this
and
is what we hear.
You've broken me.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm saying you should live your truth. Now, it might not, mm-hmm. might not be aligned with everybody else's.
Might not be aligned
with
anything, but that's okay. No big deal.
I'm out.
Let's go to Flynn in Myrtle Beach. What's up, Flynn?
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Hey, Flynn.
Hey, Douglas. You know what I want to say to you?
Yes.
Shoot a man.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very much, sir.
I like that. Yeah, usually they're coming after Hugh's neck when they say, hey, Hugh.
Yeah, especially
when they call
south.
Him Douglas.
I know. You're annoyed. No, go ahead, Flynn. That's a good start to the phone call.
Okay, so here's my theory of what's going wrong, okay? So, first of all, I want to say I think Nick is a great coach. Okay, but he's not an X and O coach. He's a people coach. And I think what's happening, he's taking more responsibility with the play calling, and I think it's Nick.
Flynn, I think you're on to something. So I think, and I've come to grips and accepted and come to appreciate what Sirianni does well, and that's kind of the role he's moved into the last year, and he's good at it. But when it seems to me when he has more say over the offense, or it's like his pick a coordinator, which would lead you to think he's got more influence, the offense looks choppy. And then when they bring someone else in, or someone that's more qualified, like a Kellen Moore, or even Steichen, who, you know, guys that became NFL head coaches, it looks better. I think there is something to this.
Yep. Real quick on the Phillies. So I would have liked you to ask Fransky this question. So when Turner comes back, what do they plan to do with the lineup? And my suggestion is Turner and then...
Schwarber?
Oh, God.
Schwarber, Harper, Bader.
Bader. I'm sorry. Yeah.
So you want to go Turner, Bader?
Yes. And I'll tell you, I think a positive thing. See, when you got Turner and Schwarber, and Turner's on first base, I don't think he likes to steal a lot. And they say, you know, it opens up the left, the field, so Schwarber can hit a ball through. So I think he's going to be a lot more aggressive if he reaches base.
He could, yeah, Flynn. I bet people listening might like your idea because those two could ignite the offense. The only pushback I would give you, Flynn, on is I want Harper and Schwarber to each get up in the first inning of the game. You know what I mean? Like if one of them's hitting four and they go 1-2-3, that means that guy doesn't get up. But look, the way Bader's been hitting, keeping him near the top is not a bad idea. Flynn, what's the song? What song do you want us to have for the season here?
Well, if Kyle plays this, I certainly hope you don't start dancing up on the desk.
Oh boy, that would be a lot.
More bouncing in L.A., California, and it's Soul Kids.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Soul Kids, so. More bouncing in California. All right, Flynn, we'll find it. Flynn, good phone call.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to call Scott back, by the way,
ask
and
the question.
Give him Flynn's lineup suggestion.
Well, you write it down. Next week, we start the conversation with Scott, because Turner will be coming back probably around that time with the lineup suggestion from Flynn.
I'm okay with that.
Make sure we present it as Flynn's lineup suggestion.
Well, this is it? Yeah, I mean... I'm sure a lot of people think like Flynn. They want Bader in the top of the lineup. I get it. All right, 215-592-9494 for your phone calls in the game coming up. Confident, nervous. Should we just give him the benefit of the doubt? You're right over there.
No, I was trying to look for this song.
Okay.
Can't wait to hear it.
And we'll guess the takes. What will everyone be saying Monday after Sunday's action? That's next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. We're not backing down. Hopefully the Eagles do not either. The Rams are coming
it's
in Sunday.
It's a great song,
It
though.
Is a great song. It's one of the better ones we've played today as we look for our song for the 2025 Eagles season. All right, we'll get to guess the takes coming up here in a few minutes, what everyone's going to be talking about on Monday after a week of NFL action and a same-game parlay for Eagles-Rams coming up as well, plus whatever you people are saying today. I'm sure they have a lot to say. Let's go to Rafael, who's out in California, maybe with the right song for us. What's up, Rafael?
We banned golf.
Hey, how's it going,
Make
guys?
An exception. Hey, Rafael. What's up?
Long-time fan. Can you guys hear me?
We got you, yes.
All righty. So I am frustrated with the Eagles' offense. But I will say this. Jalen, we got to remember who Jalen serves. He serves us as a fan. In 2023, you know, I think we went out a bad way. And I know for myself, watching him as long as I have, picks for the longest time were the most frustrating thing because, you know, he's not a very emotive person. Mm-hmm.
And I just remember time after time, you know, he tries to force the ball, and then you got to look at his stoic face on the sideline wondering what the heck was he thinking. I think his priority after the Super Bowl, he's not worried about the critics, nothing like that, but he's trying to protect the ball and avoid sacks. Now, with that being said, let's see, we're talking about the Rams game. I think Matthew Stafford might get injured. I think Jahi Campbell might lay him out.
Rafael, can I ask you a question?
Knock him out.
Yes, sir.
Are you doing cardio?
I work outside. I'm a pool boy.
I think he just got done listening to Tyler's phone call.
I'm trying to get away from the loud pool equipment.
It sounded like you were
something.
Yeah, well, no, I am multi. I'm sorry. I must be honest.
Oh, no, you're fine. I was just curious because you was kind of, you know.
Someone heavy, around here has got to work. We
heavy,
are.
Heavy yeah. panting and stuff. Yep. I was kind of concerned about
yeah,
you.
No. I'm perfectly healthy. Just a little bit worried about these Eagles. I think the Rams game is going to be one of those, so that's what you were looking for, games, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I got to say, so I'm really glad I found you guys on the radio. Just started listening, and I'm really surprised that we would rather take a loss, but be throwing the ball.
This show. That might have been the show after us.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I mean, those guys are crazy yep. on the afternoon show.
Okay, well, let me just say
clueless on this show. They're crazy. And the
No, I got to say, I don't want to say the wrong thing. You know, I'm a long-term Eagles fan.
It's okay. Hugh says the wrong thing every week. It's no big deal. Yeah, every day.
Okay. Last season, it was frustrating because we couldn't score in the first half. So
right.
I'm a little bit pleased in that regard. But I do agree with you guys that it would be nice to see the ball thrown. But I'm also wondering, you know, I've seen a lot of guys during preseason that look good. And, I mean, just to mix it up, I would like to see Calcaterra get a look. I think Dallas got to really warm him up to be able to explore other options. And last week we obviously didn't have him. So, you know, I think the teams kind of know, like, okay, it's either going to, Smith or Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be – I don't know what Jalen experiences, but I could imagine that he, if it's a matter of forcing it, or doing what they've been doing, he's going to take the second every time.
I would agree. I mean, look, the one thing you said that is he probably deserves more credit for than he's gotten the first couple weeks is he hasn't taken sacks. That was a problem last year. Too many sacks. Took 7 against the Rams. First couple games this year, he has done a good job at avoiding those sacks and getting the football out. Rafael, what's the song? What song should we have for our season song to help get us to California for the Super Bowl?
I had a couple, and it's changed since I've been waiting.
Okay.
But I'm going to say If I Ruled the World by Nas. I'm going to switch it up a little bit.
All right.
That's it.
All right, Rafael. Okay. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon. Rafael's, you know, doing work, calling us, living in California. Good thing we didn't ban the whole state of California like someone suggested earlier.
Yeah, he did.
Somebody, then we wouldn't have talked to Rafael.
Yeah, that would have been bad.
What do you think of the song?
Nah.
Okay.
I mean, I like Rafael. I think he's a great caller.
Great caller. Like but the song you're out on?
Yeah, no.
If only you were as hard on quarterback play as you are on songs.
What are you talking about? I am hard on quarterback play. Did you see my quarterback list this week?
It's true.
Had him at 10. He was at 2 last week. I am the hardest, most fairest grader mm-hmm. around these parts.
That's
so,
a lie.
So hard.
I am fair and balanced. The only one.
Soft.
I am the only one.
All right, let's talk to Ron. That's enough. Ron, what's up?
The hell?
What the hell?
Ron, are you all right?
He's asleep, dog.
Should we call a doctor?
That doesn't sound healthy.
No, you need a sleep, what they call it? A CPAP?
Yes.
A sleep pap?
Wait.
I mean, I snore, but that. Man, good googly. Oh, wow. What was that?
I mean, you guys kid. I'm worried about Ron. Doesn't sound great.
Is he married?
Yeah, okay. Ron, Let's just put Ron on hold, and we'll check in a little bit again. That doesn't sound right.
What kind of day you got going where you could call a radio show and fall asleep so hard?
I mean, you know what? That's on us.
And no, I actually, clearly on us. I'm personally offended that Ron is asleep.
Because we put him to sleep.
Do you think it was the same call that put you to sleep in the 10 o'clock hour that Ron has been out since, never woke up?
Probably. I mean, no, that was a good call, but he was just like, it took too long to get there.
Since 10:30. All right, let's go to Luke in Vermont, hopefully awake and with us. Hey, Luke.
Hey, I'm awake.
Okay, good. Me too. Ron, not so much. What's up, Luke?
Hey, guys. First time, long time. I tuned in for the first time after the loss to Tampa Bay in 23, because, you know, up here in Vermont, they didn't have anybody to commiserate with.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been listening ever since. It's been great. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for listening.
We appreciate you, Luke. So what are you feeling today? How you feeling this game?
Listen, maybe because of that game and kind of because every game in between, I'm nervous every Sunday. So I'm not sure who's confident and when, but I've been nervous since that loss.
You're my kind of guy, Luke. I'm nervous all the time, too. That's the way I walk around going into games. I'm terrified. No, there are some weeks you feel better than others. And I actually felt good last week because they didn't have their receivers, but... Boy, Luke, this Rams team's got some power on the offensive side, and we got to score some points to win this game.
Yeah, I don't exhale until the clock is out.
Mm-hmm.
So, the real reason I called is sometimes, because I'm a real radio fan, I like to tune in, especially when they're on the Odyssey app, to shows in the other cities that we're playing against. You know, so around the Super Bowl, I tuned in to the Fan, Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
And last week, because we were playing Kansas City, I tuned in again. And then on Monday, I wanted to hear how they were feeling about the loss. So I tuned in. I was listening to that Fresca and Dusty or whatever they're
called.
Yeah,
their morning show out there, those guys.
Yeah, and I got to take issue. Because I've listened to you guys now almost 2 years daily. I've never heard you take a shot at the fans from another city. And in fact, Pew is as all-inclusive and fan how you want to fan. I got to say, I really took umbrage. When they've done it a couple of times, but when the guy said douchebag Adelphia, I had to call in and kind of call him out. Like no, that's off limits. You can't no name calling of the fans. Right? We even called out Sirianni for doing it.
Right. Look, I'm disappointed in those guys. So I actually went on their show because they were sitting next to us on Radio Row in New Orleans this past February. I went on their show that week, and they were all mad at me because I told them that the Eagles could blow the Chiefs out in the Super Bowl. And they were like,
"Yeah, with a straight face.
How could you say that?" And I was like, well, because I think it could happen.
I remember that.
And they were all upset. So, Luke, I think they're just in their feelings. And they're really in their feelings.
Their show can't even carry water for this show. And I even give Kyle props as the engineer. His drops and music selection, head and shoulders above whatever they're doing over there.
Yeah, right? It's amateur hour over there, unfortunately. It is.
Now we take a shot.
Yeah, now we're taking shots. The football team, the radio show, amateur hour in Kansas City right now. Luke, what's the song? What's our song we should use for the season?
I'm trying to keep with the theme from last year. I hope Hugh is impressed with this pick. I got On the Road Again, Willie Nelson.
That's man. That's not bad.
You know
I mean,
the whole thing last year was road trip. Mm-hmm. We're road tripping, and you know what we want to do?
Willie Nelson's
we want to go on a road trip again, baby.
I like it, Luke. I think it's the best one we heard today, Luke. Good phone call, and you call again. And see, Luke's a big fan of the show, and he knows good radio. And whatever those clowns are doing out there, taking shots at us, that's not going to work.
I guess the only question with On the Road Again is do we?
What's wrong?
Willie Nelson, 92.
So he's with us now. Yeah.
He's still with us.
Yeah.
Nine, damn.
So we.
The only question is, do we play it from the start or do we just go right into the...
On the road again. Like a man to get
I want the upbeat part.
Yeah.
It starts off a little slower.
I think we need the upbeat part.
I like it.
I mean, I like it too.
We're trying to repeat. That's the whole thing.
That's
on the road again.
Yep.
And we're going out west. I think we found our song. Yeah, I think we did. Now, let's. Speaking of good radio, let's check in on Ron, see what he's doing right now.
Hey!
There it is. You don't get called a professional outfit without this kind of stuff. It doesn't sound right.
He's getting after it,
No, well, hopefully not. I mean, we need a doctor over there. Goodness gracious.
Hey, Ron. I got a suggestion, dog. You probably need to drop about 30. No, I mean, seriously, all jokes aside. No, seriously, seriously. All jokes aside,
he means it from a good place.
I mean this in a good place, yeah. Man. Because when you're snoring like that,
it's not healthy.
Your diet can't be the greatest. Yeah, dog. Yeah, we gotta get him. Ooh, we gotta get him a nutritionist. We gotta get Ron a nutritionist. Yeah.
Okay. One more.
Oh yeah.
I've timed it out. I think I know how often they happen. Ron, or thank you, Ron. Well,
this great insight.
Hey, Ron, yeah. have a great day. Yeah. Listen to this on the Odyssey app because we ain't got that much time left. We don't think you're about to wake
up. We might have to check in with Ron one more time before we sign off today. All right. Before we hand it back over to Ron in the afternoon show, can we get to Guess the Takes? What is everyone talking about on Monday aside from Ron snoring?
It's time to Guess the Takes.
What do you got after your moral victory last night, Hugh?
Yeah, I'm going to take another moral victory.
All right. What's the take everyone's going to have on Monday?
The takes going to have is the Green Bay Packers aren't who they thought they were. No, you talk about the offensive lineman says something to the effect that, you know, he feels like they're going to go undefeated.
Before you finish, let's hear this. I think it's, what's his name, Rashee Walker, left tackle for the Packers. Listen to this. They're 2-0, and he's already talking about going undefeated.
And then the goal is to, you know, keep it going. I think we can go undefeated, honestly. I mean, personally, I feel like we – I always tell people I feel like we could have went undefeated the past two seasons. Like,
what?
We lost a lot of the games off a couple plays, but I feel like our offense has been playing so good and so disciplined, and our defense has been playing even better.
You heard him.
And special teams been playing great, and I feel like, you know, it's all about who comes out hottest at the beginning of the game and at the half. So, and I feel like we've been doing a good job of that. You know, pound for pound, I look at these teams and I don't really see who's better than us. Honestly, that's why I can say that so confidently.
Just that's Micah Parsons' fault.
I know. I think he's infected the locker room.
Oh, my goodness.
Just for context, as he said, he thinks they could have went undefeated the last 2 years.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
They've lost 16 football games in the last 2 years.
I mean, you got to speak it into existence, man. You got to speak. I don't believe it because they're losing this weekend to Cleveland.
Ooh, there it is. All right, I like that take from Hugh. People are going to be like, hey, the Packers, not really it. All right, this is the week. It's time to drop the act when it comes to Trevor Lawrence. The guy's a bust. He's not that good. Not that good. He looks
Sunshine.
The part. Sunshine can't play. I mean, some of the times he throws the passes over guys' heads, it reminds me of younger Carson Wentz sometimes where he's supposed to be good and you're watching him and you're like, he's not getting any good. They might lose at home to the Texans. I think they're going to drop the act in Jacksonville. Trevor Lawrence and bust used in the same sentence. Damn. That's the take you're going to hear on Monday. Kyle, what do you got?
We've been talking about the wrong NFC East team and the wrong NFC East quarterback when it comes to the Eagles' biggest threat.
You back on your Cowboy stuff again?
Because Jaden Daniels looking like RG4 and Dak Prescott. And the Cowboys are going to kill the Bears.
Dakota. Mm-hmm.
Well, to your point and to your take, Daniels is out for this game Sunday. Right. He's hurt with knee injury. So it's going to be Mariota starting for the Commanders.
RG4.
Cowboys-Bears. That's something else.
Yeah,
that
I mean,
game.
Come on. Yeah. The Bears are going to get trashed.
They might be done with Ben Johnson after 3 weeks.
They can't make the right move, huh?
No, they cannot. All right, there it is. Guess the takes for week number 3 in the NFL. 215-592-9494. It's how you hop order. We got to check in with you people. We're also going to put together a same-game parlay for the Eagles and the Rams. It's going to be a different one. Because usually we're all pretty aligned that we're feeling great about the game and the win. That's obviously not the feeling of the show today. So maybe not Eagles on the spread or money line. We'll see what we come up with and how we put together the parlay coming up. And We will check in with Ron, who clearly is asleep and probably needs some medical assistance. That's coming up next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Oh, I can't wait. You people, let's hear what they have to say. By the way, one of our great listeners and great callers said they got you people all fired up. Tyler in Delaware, he sent me a picture, a selfie of himself in his best for the wedding. Ladies are in trouble. Look at this guy.
Oh, yeah. Tyler clean up nice. Oh,
watch
man.
Out.
Shout out
watch
to
out.
Tyler, man. You
just watch out. All right. What are you people up to today?
Many in favor of on the road again. I think that's it. That's been the popular vote
yep.
in you people. So I just want to say that you people has been in favor
okay.
of that, just like we are. So that might have done it. How dare you guys?
What you mean? We out dare us every damn day. What are you talking about?
I don't. Yeah.
How dare we yep. question the team that threw for 101 yards last year?
How dare we us? Every damn day?
Come on.
I'm tired of you jerks.
No, that's timely.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see you again Monday.
I don't even believe you because you're still there.
I'm tired of you. What the hell is the bald one talking about? I don't know which one that's about.
Hey, I got some peach fuzz up here, dog. What you talking about?
No one sees it.
Cul-de-sac? Is it cul-de-sac going?
Cul-de-sac.
Give up, Joe.
No. I mean, how's that sound?
I'm not leaving. I'm not going nowhere.
Give up on what?
I did. I gave up.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, that's it. Right. Kyle gave up and just, you gave in to everyone.
I think they want you to give up next.
No, yep. No. We got a long season ahead of us.
Yep. Kyle is a fraud Philly fan.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
yeah. Because I didn't say they were going to win.
Yes. Yeah, don't you forget the rules.
You got to say they're going to win every week.
If you are not confident or you predict a loss, you just got to give your card over, your fan card.
Yep. Kyle is a dingus. We got to bring dingus back, dude. That's good.
You know, I got to Google that.
Dingus is
I don't think you need to.
Yeah, maybe not at work.
Well, you know, I'm here.
Yep. Okay. Here's right. Google and dingus. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. If Vic Fangio said Jalen Carter was out of shape, I don't even know what he would have to say about Hugh Douglas.
I look great. I look great.
But you know, it's different like, kind of shape. You don't have to be in the same shape as Jalen.
But it's funny to me because I would love to see everybody that's talking about my shape. Let me see what you look like. Like, cause it, like people, like they like to throw rocks and hide hands.
They do, man.
And I know for damn well I go work out every day, and I'm pretty sure that you probably don't. So it's like, what do you look like?
Didn't Hugh play professional football?
Yes, he did.
It's okay that you forgot. Yeah, it was a long time ago.
No, but I mean, I still like I could play though.
Like
I can't
what?
Play,
like what?
But I can't. You know,
yep.
Can't play.
I'm only confident in two things right now. Mm-hmm. Tyler is currently passed out. And that man is going back to back at that wedding.
He's going back.
I'm telling you, Tyler's going to be a problem at that wedding.
Tyler got that stamina going for him this weekend.
You hear certain people, and you know they're a different animal, and Tyler's a different animal.
Oh yeah, he about to hit the dance floor.
Uh oh,
he's gonna get a couple drinks in him, and then ladies, watch out.
Yep, more cooked right now. Tyler, Tua, or Hugh Douglas.
I would say Tyler is the least cooked.
Yeah.
Hugh might be the most cooked, but Tua is on his
right
way.
There.
That was
a
bad pick, Wesley. He cost you some money. He cost you some money. He stinks.
Hugh doesn't have nearly enough time left on this earth for people like Anthony to be long talking like that.
Anthony did. Anthony had some good points, man. Anthony was watching film, but damn it, he took too long.
Well, Anthony was the reason that Ron fell asleep. Don't forget that. Caller, we'll get back to him.
He took too long to get there, man.
And it was towards the end of a set. And I wanted to let him land the plane, but at some point we got a
view. You tried.
I really did. And I was like,
you want a TK because you know Tom Kelly.
The clock is ticking here. Yeah, I didn't want to be a Tom Kelly. Tom Kelly did that to Terrence. They haven't recovered.
I've seen enough. Get Hugh in therapy.
Wait a minute. I am in therapy. What are you talking about? What do you mean?
Maybe he means physical therapy.
Coming at Al Michaels for being old is rich coming from Hospice Hugh over there.
Hospice. That is not nice. That is not nice.
Hospice jokes usually are not funny.
No.
But you as Hospice Hugh.
That is not nice.
Hospice Hugh could sneak in the bracket.
No. That's not nice.
Well, you did come. You went really hard after Al Michaels.
No, because he went hard at the tush push. He was like, you know.
That's good. Yeah. But Al is older. I mean, you could say that, and he might not be here
next week.
And that's
okay, and he dyes his hair. Like, at some point, you got to stop dying the hair.
I can't believe you didn't know the vegetable thing about him. The guy claims he's never eaten a vegetable. I think
it's
BS.
Vegetable, I think it's vegetable dye in the hair stuff, I think. I've never done it.
All his vegetables.
That's how he's getting his nutrients from the
vegetables
from
his hair dye.
Yes.
All right. And I just want to replay possibly the two most opposite calls that we've gotten on one show today. And I guess we'll start with Tyler.
On my 10, 34-24,
that was great.
And then to Ron.
All right, let's talk to Ron. That's enough. Ron, what's up?
The hell? What the hell?
Ron, are you all right?
He's asleep, dog.
Yeah, you can't have more opposite calls than that. I mean, one is an electric factory and one is the opposite.
I think Ron probably up now. What you got? What you got in there?
You think Ron's awake?
Yes.
All right, let's talk to Ron. That's enough. Ron, what's up? No shot.
Wait a minute. Is that?
No, that's not live. No. We can go back to Ron live. I mean, what's the big? Why not? At this point, all right.
We're hard hitting analysis from Ron.
I say it's -300. He's asleep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're the one betting on underdogs this week.
Yeah, I'm betting on the dog.
Okay. Well,
let's see.
Let's take it. Let's take the action, Ron.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Ron! You finally nailed one. Ron, good morning.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Ron.
No, Ron, how are you doing? Did you get a good nappy in there, brother?
Yeah, I got that sleep apnea. Ron, you know
what
I'm sleeping.
Ron, would you like to hear what you sounded like just about 10 minutes ago?
Many times.
All right, let's talk to Ron. That's enough. Ron, what's up?
The hell?
What the hell?
Ron, are you all right? Ron, we're happy to have you awake now. It's almost 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so
yes.
It's good. Yeah.
And Ron, seriously, all jokes aside, man, go do something about that sleep apnea, bro. Like that's tough.
I do. I have a sleep apnea.
Okay. We want you to listen
we're
to the show
out for
and
you,
be
yeah.
We want you to be here with us, man. So yeah, you make sure you're taking care of that.
Ron, how you feeling about the game now that you're awake with us?
I wanted to bring up 2 points.
Okay.
Everybody, you know, talking about how the Eagles are starting off slow.
Mm-hmm.
You got to remember last year we had a new OC. We were 2-2. Everybody was, you know, getting on the bandwagon. Just calm down a little bit. We're the defending champs. Everybody's measuring themselves against us. We're going to get their best shot.
Okay. I think that applies to last week, especially the Chiefs. Cowboys, they might stink, but I hear you. Okay.
But, yeah, you know, I feel everybody's kind of getting putting the cart in front of the horse.
Especially Hugh.
Yeah, he does that a lot.
Always, this guy. So, Ron, you confident we're winning this game?
Yeah, I think it's going to be high scoring. Start all your fantasy players.
All right, well, we might need to do it that way. 31-27. 31-27, Ron. All right, Ron, have a good weekend.
Take care of yourself, too, Ron.
We'll talk soon.
I want to give a song real quick.
Oh, yeah, what's your song?
Go with Metallica, Master of Puppets. It all fits in. You know, we're telling everybody all the other 31 teams where you're master.
Right.
You can't help but get pumped up.
Yeah, I like that one.
That's
right,
not
Ron.
A bad one.
Ron,
they're from the Bay Area.
This was quite a rebound. I mean, Ron, you came with energy, excitement. I can't, and the fact that you knew you were awake is wild. Ron, appreciate the phone call. That was
pretty riveting.
That's the first time you nailed an underdog bet all year.
It sounded like, you know, Ron was not at home by himself, so somebody probably said, Ron, wreck your ass up.
All right, we got Ava in here to tell us what she's doing tonight. Then we got a same game parlay for the game on Sunday. Ava, where are you going to be?
Real quick, join me tonight for a Bud Light Eagles pep rally at Flanagan's Boathouse in Conshohocken. Swoop will be there, Eagles cheerleaders, a bunch of great giveaways, including tickets to Sunday's game against the Rams. The fun begins at 6 p.m. That's tonight at Flanagan's Boathouse in Conshohocken.
All right, go hang out with Ava there. All right, we got to hand out a same game parlay. Let's put out a winner here. For the game on Sunday. Hugh, what do we think? Jalen Hurts, anytime touchdown?
Anytime touchdown.
Lock
you know
it
that's
in.
A lock.
Lock it in. Over 44.5 for the game. We like that? Some points? All together?
Yeah.
All right.
Sound about right.
Over 44.5. Puka Nacua, he's probably going to have a day, isn't he? Mm-hmm. Okay, over 83.5 yards for Puka. Kyren Williams, I think we're going to hold him down. I think the run defense is going to do a good job. Under 63.5 for Kyren. And how about Jalen
Hurts? Sky Marshall?
Sky Marshall.
The Sky Marshall.
Aaron in San Diego said 350 yards.
What's it? I'm thinking over two.
190 and a half is the number. 190 and a half for the Sky Marshall.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, we're going over for
Sky. We're going over.
Sky Marshall Hurts. All right, Hurts anytime touchdown. Over 44.5. Over 83.5 for Puka. Kyren Williams under 63.5. And over 190.5 for Sky Marshall Hurts. We'll talk to you guys on Sunday for the pregame show starting at 10. Afternoon show's next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.